Your Central Minnesota Farm Report for a Saturday morning. I'm CASM Radio Farm Director Joe Gill. It's brought to you each and every Saturday morning by Midsota Manufacturing, Midsota Trailer Sales and Service in Avon, right off I-94. Well, a bunch to get to this morning. Let's begin and talk about the recent World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates report from USDA. Now, it does show some notable reductions to South American soybeans, which in turn represents a demand potential for U.S. soybeans. More details, we check in fellow farm broadcaster Michael Clements joining us here this morning.
Mac Marshall, USB and USEC Vice President of Market Intelligence, says drought in South America is taking a toll on the soybean crop there.
We saw for the second consecutive month pretty notable cuts across Brazil, Argentina, and Paraguay. Now you total it up across those three countries, it's a reduction of over 18 million tons relative to December, going from 203.5 to about 185. You saw Brazil's export forecast taken down by 3.5 million tons. It was at 94 million tons last month, now down to 90.5. And then on the U.S. side, as we have that decline in South American production, that of course means lower crush in Argentina, and some of that is offset by higher crush in the U.S.
Putting all the data together, Marshall says the report affirms a positive pricing environment for U.S. soybeans.
This is definitely a great pricing environment. We're also already seeing some ample demand for new crop beans. The start of the calendar year 2022, we've seen purchases from unknown destinations and China totaling up 1.9 million tons. So substantial forward demand as well, even as we look beyond marketing year 21-22.
Marshall says the report is the latest testament to ongoing work by the United Soybean Board to build new markets and demand for U.S. soybean farmers.
I encourage everyone to check out unitedsoybean.org to see all the initiatives that we are undertaking in terms of market research, development, and promotion. And USEC.org, United States Soybean Export Council, is a great place to hear about our international marketing initiatives. And, of course, to stay up to date on all the latest developments and innovations, we're rolling out a new strategic plan, which we're all very excited about. I encourage everyone to check out USSoy.org.
Keep up with the latest news from the United Soybean Board on Wednesday mornings at 10 a.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Central on RFD-TV. Michael Clements reporting.
All right, Michael, thank you very much. Also this week, as we check in with our statewide legislature members and get updates on this legislative session, now what, 3 weeks all completed, if I'm not mistaken. We had State Representative Mike Sundin join us on Thursday. He chairs the House Agriculture Committee and had some good news as some progress made on drought relief for Minnesota farmers and ranchers.
So happy with my committee. Last year and then this year, they've been so cooperative and we're getting meaningful legislation brought to the House floor. So the drought relief package that we passed unanimously out of committee. I'm so proud of the work of my committee. I'm elated.
I saw the vote was 12 to 0, so unanimous, correct?
You bet. And I had another bill today that went with the unanimous count as well. So, but to the drought relief bill, this is going to touch so many producers in the state of Minnesota, large and small. And, you know, there's been a lot of discussion about, you know, the smaller producers, but we've found the value in those mid-size and smaller food processors and vendors due to the COVID situation. You know, when we have large producers of the packing plants or whoever shut down, and the supply chain is just destroyed, you have to rely on the smaller outfits, you know. And this COVID relief mirrors the drought relief. You know, we have to take care of all of the industry. So some of the smaller vendors will benefit in the form of grants or loans, and as well some of the traditional farmers that we rely on, and they are the engines of the agriculture economy in the state. So I'm really pleased with this bill so far.
What was the reaction to the testimony? I know we had some ag groups, some farmers as well. I'm sure that was very beneficial.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I think everybody, all the testifiers, everybody knows we're in this together. And I'm just glad my bills aren't tied up in partisan bickering, you know. We've got a very, very cooperative group. They're very knowledgeable participants on the committee. So I'm so happy with cooperation.
State Representative Mike Sundin joining us here on CHASM Radio. He says next up, it will be off to the Ways and Means Committee and then eventually to the House floor for discussion. So hopefully some drought relief, much needed for farmers and ranchers coming off last summer as we head into a spring here rather shortly. Your Central Minnesota Farm Report for this morning, once again brought to you by Midsoda Trailer Sales and Service in Avon. Also today, marking the final day of the National Farm Machinery Show in Louisville, Kentucky. And Supply Chain Conversation also was there at the show this year. More from a fellow farm broadcaster, Eric Pfeiffer. He is with the Hoosier Ag Today Network out of Indiana. He's got some details on some of the conversation this week.
The show runs through Saturday. Over 900 exhibitors are here at the largest indoor farm show in the country. After a strong 2021 for many farmers, some of them might be walking around with some money to spend on the newest, latest, and greatest equipment on display here at the show. The big question is, if they see it and like it, how long before they can get it? Nate Williams is the Territory Customer Support Manager for John Deere in Central Indiana and Western Ohio.
Yeah, you know, it really just depends. We're working through all these builds now and orders, you know, the best we possibly can. Supplier constraints certainly is playing a big factor into that. And logistics, trucking logistics, labor shortages that you see in that industry, that's a big impact.
David Brennan, Planter Marketing Manager with Case IH, says it's a good problem to have to be sold out of equipment, but it's also one of the most frustrating problems facing the industry today. He says they're trying to get ahead of the supply chain issues.
We are taking orders for model year 23, so well ahead of our typical order writing programs, but we're trying to forecast out as far as we can to minimize those supply chain constraints by giving our vendors a lot of runway, a lot of leeway when it comes to delivering that product. So trying to firm up those orders for them as soon as we possibly can. So, you know, mid to late Q4, most of this product's going to be available for us then. So for that end of year buyer, we've got product coming back in.
Deere and Case have plenty of new equipment on display here at the National Farm Machinery Show, including Deere's new 6R tractor along with an 8R tractor. Case is showing off their new 2150S Early Riser planter, and they've unveiled their newly redesigned Patriot sprayer. From Louisville in the National Farm Machinery Show, I'm Eric Pfeiffer.
All right, Eric, thank you very much. And finally, we go to USDA talking about the dairy industry, and we could see some really high prices here in 2022. We're seeing strong Class 3 milk futures, but officials and experts are saying we could see some more price hikes.
For this year, the nation's dairy market will likely be summed up this way.
Strong dairy product demand and relatively slow production growth.
USDA Outlook Board Chairman Mark Jekanowski on the milk production side looks like the dairy herd shrinking a bit. So is the USDA projection for 2022 milk output.
We cut our production forecast this month by 500 million pounds.
Down to 227.2 billion pounds. Now that's still almost a billion pounds more than last year's production, but it still obviously shows
growth at a much lower pace than we had been expecting.
But dairy product prices are growing at a pace faster than expected. All expected average well above last year, and so USDA is projecting this year's all milk price to average $23.55 a hundredweight.
That would be the highest all milk price since 2014.
Also 26% higher than last year's average milk price. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
All right, Gary, thank you. Your Central Minnesota Farm Report brought to you by Midsoda Trailer Sales and Service.